It's 20 to 9 on BBC Radio Solent, and we've been following this story for a little while, haven't we? And that is the gruelling challenge that Saints legend Franny Benali has set upon himself. Over just 3 weeks, he's been running to every Premier League ground, covering around 1,000 miles to raise money for cancer research. And he's preparing for a big Southampton homecoming tomorrow afternoon. And Franny joins us live on BBC Radio Solent this morning. Hi, Franny.
Morning, Jules. Apologies if... The road noise is a little bit loud. We're on quite a busy road at the moment, and I'm running whilst we're talking, so hope you can hear me.
You're doing really, really well. How tough's it been?
Yeah, extremely tough at times. I wanted to put myself in this situation to sort of see how I would respond to, this kind of challenge, and putting my body and mind through the stresses that have come with it. It's been tough. There's been some real difficult days, but, with my family with me and the incredible sort of support of, Dino from the sponsors and Kelly on the physio side, they've been amazing to keep me going. And, friends and family have been dipping in and out and joining me on the road as well. So it's been incredible to get the support and that's pushed me along as well.
Now, you're raising money, I know, for Cancer Research UK. Why have you decided to support them?
Well, I think, as a family, we've been touched by it directly. As with cancer, sort of, my mother sort of had a full hysterectomy when cancer cells were discovered, and Karen, my wife, has lost both her grandfathers to cancer. And I don't think there's a family in the country that hasn't been touched directly or knows somebody that has been affected by it in some shape or form. So we feel it's a fantastic cause, and we're obviously doing our best to raise as much money as we can for them.
Yeah. And how long have you been running this morning, by the way?
Let's take a little look at my watch. We're just coming up to an hour. We had a little bit of a late start this morning because the traffic was pretty busy in London getting to the start point again, which is Selhurst Park, Crystal Palace's ground, which is where I finished yesterday. But, we've got about a 40-plus mile day today, which is going to bring us down into Hampshire, which will get us that much nearer to Southampton.
Yeah. And what's the reaction been like from the clubs when you reach the grounds?
It's been great. Yeah, the response has been amazing. On the whole, they've all opened up their doors and made us feel very welcome, taking us pitch side, let us take photographs. A few have managed to get sort of static bikes for me to at least keep my legs moving whilst sort of stood around doing a few pictures and interviews. Most of them have sort of provided signed shirts for us and things like that, which will go towards an auction later in the day to raise some more money as well.
Superb. The big homecoming is tomorrow afternoon. Just tell everybody a bit more about that, because I want lots of people to turn out to say hello to you.
Yeah, I'll be making my way back towards St Mary's to coincide with the game against Newcastle tomorrow afternoon. I'll be arriving probably just after kickoff, and then the plan will be to come out on the pitch around about half time.
Well, look, I think it's brilliant. Do you know how much money you're going to raise yet?
I think we're around about the 70,000-pound mark at the moment.
Well, that's amazing.
Oh,
brilliant.
Nearly 80, apparently.
Oh, fantastic. And look, people can get in touch through banalisbigrun.co.uk, which is the website name, to support and links to giving money there and so on. Franny, I think you've done an amazing thing, It's brilliant. And I know we're filming you for Inside Out for Monday evening, so we'll follow the story on our screens as well, and I'm sure on Saturday too. So look, thank you very much for being there.
No, real pleasure, Jules. Thanks for phoning, and thank you to everybody in the area that have been following and supporting the run, and especially with the donations. But please keep them coming.
Yeah, look, and the travel team, Jeff and Kaz, want an update. What road are you on at the moment, and is it busy?
It's pretty busy. I haven't the foggiest where I am, though. I'm just following the support car and get my head down and running.
So somewhere, I'll put you down somewhere in West London.
Yeah, I know it's not very helpful. Somewhere in London where it's busy.
Right, that's good. Well, that's fine. There you are, Kaz. Keep a note of that.
I will.
That's good. Franny Benali, I think you've been brilliant. And let's give him, boys and girls, a big round of applause, Jeff and Kaz.
Way.
Yeah, very good.
Cheers. Bye-bye. That's Take Franny care. Benali. We'll let him carry on running. I think to do an interview whilst you're running like that shows how fit he is, doesn't it?
Yeah, that really he can do that.
Quite extraordinary. good luck to Franny. And just to repeat that website again, banalisbigrun.co.uk. Okay.